You're listening to SBS News.
The easing of international travel restrictions is on the horizon, and with it, according to Home Affairs Minister Karen Andrews, increasing risks of a domestic terrorist attack.
There will be people who have been trained and fighting overseas that will look to come to Australia. So we're very conscious of that. We monitor our borders, as you would expect, very closely. But yes, we are acutely aware of the risks that we are facing over the next few months in particular.
The federal government says it's alarmed by an SBS report revealing efforts by far-right extremists in Australia to acquire high-powered guns and discuss tactics with overseas terrorist groups.
Well, the extent was certainly concerning to me, and I have had discussions with my agencies based on that reporting. We're obviously aware of firearms that are imported into Australia, so Border Force is certainly doing a lot of work to detect what is coming across our borders, similarly with explosives as well.
Labor's Shadow Home Affairs Minister Christina Keneally says the government's $69 million funding for countering extremism over the last decade is not enough.
What we have here is a national security threat, a terrorist threat. We need to take that seriously. We do not need to wait for a Christchurch-like terrorist attack to occur in Australia to understand the danger that we face.
Labor is pushing to have far-right extremist groups with a presence here in Australia listed as terrorist organisations.
The Morrison government has been so slow to prescribe right-wing extremist groups as terrorist groups. There are groups prescribed in Canada and the UK that have chapters here, and yet they haven't been prescribed here.
Christina Keneally says the change needs to happen as a matter of urgency.
Alarming reports about the rise of right-wing extremism in Australia, amassing weapons, connecting with groups overseas, spreading disinformation. This is a national security risk. It's a terrorist risk. And we know that because our national security agencies, ASIO and the AFP, have been warning now for more than a year that right-wing extremism is on the rise.
For Australia's Muslim community, the calls can't come soon enough. Adele Salman is the president of the Islamic Council of Victoria.
I mean, we need the resources to tackle this issue, but it's more about narrative. It's more about the way we describe the problem, and it's more about political will and intent. And I think those things have been lacking, seriously lacking.
The Home Affairs Minister says after recent reporting, she's now considering expanding the terrorism listings here in Australia.
I'm very open to making sure that we are listing organisations as terrorist organisations, so I won't hold back on that. If there are reason to list, then I will actively go out there and do that. So the takeaway is clearly that we aren't immune here in Australia, that there has been an increase in ideologically motivated violent extremism groups and their activities here in Australia, and we cannot and will not be complacent.
With greater freedom of movement expecting to add to Australia's terrorism risks. Henry Zwartz, SBS News.